Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It is officially voting day in the United States, but so many are voting early, you wonder what kind of numbers overall are we going to see. The Supreme Court with a big ruling that affects mail-in ballots in the Keystone State. And the president on the campaign trail while Joe Biden stays home for a week. That's where we're at. What's shaking, America? A lot. Let's start with the Supreme Court and what happened there. So big news. The Supreme Court denies the GOP request to stop the extended deadline for mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania. And what does that mean exactly? It's pretty simple. What it means is Pennsylvania election officials can count mail-in ballots received up to 3 days after election day. And they refused the request to stop a pandemic-related procedure approved by the state's highest court. What's interesting is we only have 8 members on our Supreme Court right now since Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg died last month. This shows the potential importance, well, certainly the importance, of the president's nominee to replace her, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, which will she will most likely be approved by next week. The way the court went, the 4 most conservative judges said they would have granted the stay, but that takes 5 votes. Chief Justice John Roberts sided with the other justices, the more liberal justices, Breyer, Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan. So that has now led to, okay, you have those days to count it. It's interesting because there is a string of election procedure type battles that are being really waged in states between Republicans and Democrats. No surprise because of all of the antagonism toward mail-in ballots and would they count and what about the Postal Service and problems with the Postal Service and is there problems with the Postal, you know, the whole thing that has erupted like Mount Vesuvius still spraying its lava down upon us in the last 2 months. So the bottom line is that they will be counted in Pennsylvania. That's a big state. That's a state that Trump won in 2016 by, you know, more than 3%. But it's a state where Joe Biden is heavily campaigning. It's where he was born, and he is pushing for votes there, much like the president is in going back for rallies. So there you go. So the ballots have to be counted if they're postmarked by November 3rd. And even if no postmark is discernible, unless a preponderance of evidence shows the ballots were mailed after Election Day, it's going to be interesting. But early voting, I would say, is even more intriguing. I never would have predicted ever that more than 30 million people have already voted. 30 million people? Early voting started in Florida, and there were lines everywhere from the east coast of Florida, like Miami and Fort Lauderdale, to the other coast, Tampa, Sarasota, etc. So with just a couple of weeks left, Texas is leading the country in early voting. More than 4 million ballots already cast. And Texas would be traditionally conservative, backing Republican candidates really since 1980. But is Joe Biden gaining a little bit of edge there or not? Or is this early voting in Texas anyway swinging more toward the president? Just to put that in perspective, and this is so necessary, so I like numbers now. The number of votes already cast in Texas is equal to 45% of the total number of ballots cast in 2016. Now, this isn't fake news. This is the numbers broken down by the U.S. Elections Project. It's run by Florida University. Early voting started last Tuesday in Texas. It's been a week. And it's nudging out everywhere, like more than California. Wow. And almost 30, it's really pegged over 30 votes, 30 million votes, people have voted. How about that? And remember, too, Texas, the governor, who has the backing of the president, has put out messages on supporting early voting, but he's limited the number of places where voters could cast their ballots without using the postal service. So there have been kind of some logistical, let's say, obstacles in some counties in Houston and Dallas where millions of voters live. But I think it really shows us something, that this election, all the way around, is incredibly important. And so much of that is because of, I think, the COVID, of what's happened with the pandemic, what's happened with people economically, all of that wrapped into what people are thinking. And I still do believe that most people, when they vote, at least I think now, even with early voting, you know the way you're going to vote. I don't know that there's any, even with this next debate that's coming up with muted mics for the first 2 minutes so you can actually have your opening statement, which there wasn't one in the first debate because you didn't have an opening statement, but this time around you get an opening statement, but the mic of your opponent, will say, is muted. And then if you interrupt during the open discussion, time is subtracted from you. It's all happening on Thursday. I don't think it's going to be quite what we saw at the first debate, but it still could be very, very interesting. The commission announced that this is the rules. This is what we're doing this time around, muting the mics in the beginning and taking time off the clock for any kind of interruptions. The president, by the way, spent some time in Arizona. Big crowds in Tucson that were there, some masked, some not masked, cheering for him, screaming, "Make America Great Again," and still, and all these other twists of the phrase that they were using in full force. And he's going to continue on a torrid tour of the nation. Stay with us.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. there's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Listening to this music. I don't think it was this band, but very similar. Let's put it that way. All right, I got to throw this in, right? Because we need some levity, and I don't know. This might not be levity. It might be a big tease for most of you. Do you like to go fast in cars? I like to go fast in cars, but not to the detriment of my fellow passengers or any of the people on the road near me. However, there is a new vehicle land speed record that's been set, 316.11 miles an hour. What vehicle possibly is going that fast? It is a custom-owned Tuatara, is what it's called, Tuatara. And this happened on a seven-mile stretch. I know this area because I used to live in Vegas. A seven-mile stretch of the State Route 160 between Vegas and Pahrump, Nevada. So, Guinness Book of World Records. They had to validate it. They're validating it. And they had that two-way average with both runs within an hour that accounted for wind and gradients and, you know, all the kinds of things, street tires, street fuel. That's the kind of stuff you got to do. Satellite tracking. Oh, it's above my pay grade. But how exciting is that? Now, where would you drive this car normally? I don't know. It was just kind of a fun, cool thing to mention. I think it's a mic drop moment, actually. to have a car going that fast. That car had to be just smoking. 316.11 miles an hour. So it does make it into the Guinness Book of World Records, like I said. And they say it was pulling well. It was running out of steam. Crosswinds, you know, say it might have even prevented them from realizing the car's real limit. That's the perfect thing to say. And it just flew, right? By the way, the car is owned by someone from my neck of the woods where I was born anyway, Philly native Larry Kaplan. And it was, you know, they took delivery of it. And they have had this car for a while, and they took it out and then let it see what it could do, and it set that record, and it just became official, so it was worth mentioning it. I mean, I could go on and on about the engine and what it does to the rear wheels and the 7-speed automated manual transmission that can shift in less than, this is the part you need to know. This is the mic drop. Less than 100 milliseconds, right? And the weight is only 2,750 pounds. Transmission is built in Italy. I don't know. It's just one of those rare examples of what you can do. And it was built, by the way, in Richland, Washington. And for one of these cars, one of these rare cars, right? It's a hypercar. It starts at $1.9 million. So that's like lottery territory, I'd say, right? I think so. All right, let's go out to Patrick in Dallas. Hey, Patrick.
Hello.
What's up? What's on your mind?
I was just going to comment on the debate on Thursday that they're going to it's going to be a Jerry Springer match, and they should have to call in the Jerry Springer crew to
moderate
to control the mudslinging.
Yeah. Well, the funny thing is the whole mute thing, it's only for their prepared statement, the 2 minutes at the top. And then the rest of it, oh, great. So you subtract time, supposedly, from what they're saying. But they tried to do that the first time. Chris Wallace was trying to do that, and that didn't work. So I agree with you. It's going to be, I don't know if it's going to be quite as chaotic, but it's still going to be off the rails. I don't think it's not going to, I mean, this is the last debate. And it's so close to the election, everything's going to be fair game, right? What are you going to do? So I agree.
Yeah.
Yep. You'll be watching, though. You're going to be watching, right, Patrick?
Yeah. I'm gonna try and listen through it and see if it looks. You know, it looks like they didn't have to edit anything out live, or they didn't end up, shutting the program down.
That's right. All right, just go to black. Fade to black. Yeah, interesting. Thanks for the call, Patrick. Don't be a stranger. Jerry Springer. I like the reference, the Jerry Springer reference. It made me think of something else, like if you think of all those shows that were like Jerry Springer, but Jerry Springer really had it on everybody else, Geraldo or Maury Povich or some of those other type of shows that kind of were in that direction where things could get chaotic, and that's what you expected, and that's what people were looking, that's really what people were looking for, because they expected the train wreck. So in a way, it brings up something interesting. Will more people tune in now? Would they have tuned in anyway because, okay, this is the last one, and we saw the first one, and this is the last one, so let's watch it no matter what. Or we already voted. We know who we're voting for, but it's just about the theater of it. And the fact that now you have these muted mics. I think the maybe the whole muted mic thing, just the drama of the muted mics is maybe what will make people tune in for this last debate. Maybe. Because, again, you play to the drama. And listen, not for nothing, but what do you think the networks care about? What do you think the cable networks care about? Any of these networks? They care about listeners, watchers, viewers. That's what they care about. That's what they care about no matter what their personal politics are. It's not about that. It's about getting people to tune in. So for the president, this is a big opportunity, right? Because he's got the upper hand in a sense. Because for Joe Biden, honestly, Joe Biden, if he gets too long-winded and starts to go down rabbit holes and is searching for remembering names or whatever, he's got to just keep it simple. Just boom, he's got to keep it simple. But for the president, this is one of his last shots while you're looking at these key swing states and his last chance to reach a big audience before Election Day on November 3rd. So I think there will be a lot of people tuned in, probably more than the others. Now, NBC, the moderator is NBC News White House correspondent Kristen Welker. Talk about pressure, right? So first you had what happened with Chris Wallace, who did a good job of interviewing the president when he's interviewed him many times, but he got nailed during that debate as he's trying to keep it on track. And then the second one didn't happen, and there was the separate town halls. And now you have finally this last one where she's gonna be in the middle of this. This is a big moment for her, and she's not really commenting on some of the bait that's being chummed out there for her on Twitter, etc. But supposedly she's a tough, fair reporter. And that's what a lot of people are saying about her. So we'll see. She's got a tough test. And this is very, very, very big with the muted mics in the beginning and then what will happen around it, surrounding it. All right, hang with us. We're talking some more politics and then we're mixing in the end game. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump continues crisscrossing the nation. Monday's campaign stop was in Prescott, Arizona, where he reminded followers of Barack Obama's inability to predict the future.
They came up to me, sir, I have bad news. What? President Obama is going to start campaigning for Sleepy Joe. I said, is that good or bad news? Because don't forget, he campaigned for Hillary harder than Hillary did. He actually said, he will not run, I ran. He will not get the nomination. He will not be a president. And became the president.
The president brought up White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
With your help, we can beat social media. We can beat the media because we have the greatest fighter
Joe Biden is not campaigning this week. USA Radio News. Rudy Giuliani on Fox News says the Hunter Biden hard drive with explosive emails is real.
I mean, first of all, you got about six witnesses that are sitting in the Ukraine ready to come here and go under oath. You've got documents in the Ukraine. You've got videotapes in the Ukraine. Plus, now you have Hunter Biden's hard drive. The day this came out, Hunter Biden's lawyer called the gentleman who was repairing it and asked for the hard drive back. I mean, the lawyer basically validated the hard drive. We've also validated it 10 other ways, including calling some people that would keep confidence to ask them, did they make this communication? We could see the communications between the two computers. Also, there's five pieces of information on it that only Hunter Biden would have. So it is definitely his hard drive. Plus, the pictures, which I hope nobody has to look at, the pictures make it clear this is Hunter Biden.
USA Radio News. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This time around in Author's Corner, Michael Velarde joins us, and his book is called The Time of His Coming, the fictionalized account of the coming of Christ that could come true. And boy, is that a mouthful, and this is something that a lot of people are grappling with, talking about, etc. And Michael has such an interesting background. We want to talk to him about his background and talk to him about his book as well. So, Michael, thank you so much for coming on.
Hey, thank you, Kate. The first thing I want to let you know, though, is that the book, that was my first book. My newest edition is The Time of His Coming, the final chapter, which is updated and really, really good. You've got a great editor, and it's a great book. It's getting a lot of good reviews on Goodreads. So
good.
I just want
right,
to make sure if anybody...
Yeah, if anyone looks it up. Yeah. So go to the final chapter, then that's fine. Great. So, and let's talk about your background first and the fact that, you know, we're in the political season right now. In this show, we talk about politics a ton. I go to Washington usually once a year. People are furious about what's happening. We're seeing what's going on with the Supreme Court nominee. Let's talk about your connection to running for office. Tell us why you ran, what you ran for, and what that was like.
Okay, I ran to be Donald Trump's congressman in Florida's 21st district as a Republican. And there was a very crowded primary. There were 6 of us. I ended up 3rd in the primary. I beat 3 people solidly, lost to 2 others, but I wasn't able to raise the money. Let me tell you why I did it. I was a federal agent, just way back when I was a federal law enforcement officer. I was a 9/11 responder. I worked out in New York. When 9/11 happened, I ended up looking for body parts at the dump, the Staten Island dump, where they took all the debris. Right after that, they put me on the Joint Terrorism Task Force, where I worked for the FBI for a couple of months, tracing down every terrorist lead in the country. Shortly after that, I wrote my first book, the book you mentioned, The Time of His Coming, and that book landed me on television. And in 2009, I was driving to work, and I hear this guy on the radio, and he was very compelling. His name was Kamal Saleem, and he was a former PLO terrorist. He was the number 3 guy in the PLO, and he'd come to this country to plan out how to Islamicize America. And he got into a horrific accident where his neck was broken, and he had a Christian doctor, and had seen a Christian prayed for him, and he converted to Christianity. And at that point, I pulled my car over, I called my TV producer and said, Rick, can you get this guy Kamal Saleem on my TV show? And Rick's exact words to me were, well, Mike, I don't know, but I could ask him when he comes in an hour to do a show with me. And ultimately, we did a television show, which you could see if you Google my name and Kamala, it'll come right up. And we did a total of 8 TV shows, and he explained to me the Islamic plan to take over America. So, that being said, 2019, I wake up, we have a new Congress, and I'm watching them change the rules of Congress to allow Muslims to now wear the head guard. So they actually changed the rules of our Congress to cater to Muslims.
Wow.
And at that point, I said, you know what? I think I need to run. So in May of that year, I called the Republican Party, and I said, I'm thinking about running for Congress. They said, why don't you come in for an interview? I went in for an interview. At the end of the interview, they said, Mike, you are the most qualified person we have. We're going to actually send you to school in D.C. Now go out and raise the money and win the race. So from that point on, I was in the race. I just wasn't able to raise the money necessary to win a congressional race, which is over $1 million.
And yeah, which is crazy, right? It's crazy, Mike, that that cost that much.
It is crazy. But, you know, you have to reach 700,000 people. That's approximately the amount of voters in any given district.
Wow.
And to do that by mail, to do that through radio and television, gets very, very, very costly. And as a result, I had the best platform. I mean, my platform included making Social Security tax-free because it's double tax. When they take the Social Security taxes from you, you get no benefit at all. So you're basically taxed on phantom income. And if you made $100,000, you saw $93,000, they tax you on the $100,000. But then when you receive the money, you figured it would become to you tax-free. Well, Bill Clinton changed that law. And now if you get a pension of $35,000 or more, they tax your benefit up to 85% of the benefit becomes taxable. When all it is your money getting returned to you.
Exactly.
Okay, wow. So that was an issue that, you know, nobody could disagree with. And then I had other issues like that, like term limits. I told Democrats, you want to see Mitch McConnell there until he's 160? And I'll tell Republicans, you want to see Nancy Pelosi there until she's 100 years old? Everyone says no, so we got to term limit out. Third thing was to make unemployment compensation tax-free because it's supposed to be insurance. So as an employer, you pay into an insurance fund. So if one of your employees gets fired, loses their job, something happens, they have money to compensate them with the unemployment insurance. But the IRS comes along and taxes it. So all these people that got that $600 a week, oh, they're going to get a rude awakening when they find out that they get a 1099 and they got to pay tax on it.
Yeah.
So those were some of the issues that I ran on. And it was a really positive experience. I mean, I did very well at the debates. I have a great background. But without the money, I could not get my message out to enough people to win the primary.
Yeah. So what does that tell you? That we need to change that system when you have somebody who's dug a little bit deeper. And right now, I'm sure some of the people listening to this are saying, he's right, he's right, he's right. And now they're furious because they're thinking of the money they're losing that really is their money.
Right. It's absolutely true. If Donald Trump would pick up my idea of making Social Security tax-free, he would win in a landslide.
Yeah. I agree, because I think people don't realize that until they actually get to that point. We could certainly talk to you all day long, Mike. Obviously, you have an interesting background. I want to go back to something, and so I think that was eye-opening what you just said about running and why you ran, and you talked about that you worked criminal investigation. You were a Treasury agent, 9/11 responder, and the fact that you interviewed Kamal Saleem and spent all that time in that interview, what was the most fascinating thing that you found out in spending that time in listening to what he had to say and then how he made the switch to Christianity?
Well, I think the most interesting was to find out that they actually had a detailed plan to take over America.
Wow.
And you actually see it coming to pass. You know, yeah. More Muslims ran for office over the last few years. I mean, when you start looking at states like Minnesota, President Obama intentionally took a place like Minnesota, which was conservative, and dump hundreds of thousands of Islamic refugees there and change the demographic. So now we have a Muslim representative in Congress out of Minnesota.
Yeah.
They have an attorney general who's Muslim. They Islamicized pretty much the entire state of Minnesota.
And what do you say when people say, because especially, again, you spent that time with Celine, what do you say when people say, oh, well, you know, we got to embrace our brothers and sisters, and have you read the Quran, and that's not very Christian, and, you know, there's a zillion comebacks to, well, that doesn't mean that someone's a Muslim and they're a terrorist.
No, that's true. It doesn't. But I learned radical Islam from another guy named Zachariah Anani, who killed 234 people committing jihad.
Oh.
That's how I learned radical Islam. So here's what I would tell you, and here's what you need to understand. The Quran will tell you itself, if you look it up, if you put the greatest deceiver of all, Allah in the Quran is the greatest deceiver of all. The Quran says that. And you can Google it. It'll come up. You don't have to believe me. Put it up. Our greatest deceiver of all comes up. Gives you where it is in the Quran exactly. So what does that tell you who Allah is? Now, see, the difference, what I learned from Zach was the difference between Christianity, where Christ died for your sins on the cross, and Islam is you have to appease Allah. So basically, the philosophy is Allah is going to weigh your good deeds against your bad. And if you're not a good enough person, then the only thing you can do to appease him is commit jihad. And if you kill the enemies of Allah, the Christians and the Jews, you bring their skulls before them and say, Allah, look, I killed all these people for you. Grant me entrance into your paradise. And, of course, the paradise of Islam is a lot different than the paradise of Christianity. And that's why you see something like 9/11, where they kill as many people as possible, because they believe for every person they kill, that the blood of that person will wipe out the sins of one of their relatives.
Right, so that's the quest.
That's the quest. So when Kamal came over here and he started telling me what the plan was, the first thing they did is they went to the universities and they would fund Islamic. Well, let's go back to 1973. 1973, Kamal and the other two top members of the PLO went to see the king of Saudi Arabia. They took out the Quran and they said, King, do you believe in the Quran? He said, yes, of course I do. He says, well, the Quran says you need to either supply men or money, if you were a king, to support jihad. So, we'd like to know which one you're going to do, and if you decide to do neither, we're going to sabotage every oil well in your kingdom. The king said, give me a week. A week later, they came back, and he said, we'll give you money. From that point on, they've given several billion dollars. What do they do with the money? They come to America with it. Universities, they fund Islamic studies departments, fund the whole thing. Then they get students to come over on visas. Well, these students that come over on visas, they come over on the visa, but then they get lost in the society. And those are the ones that are setting up for jihad. Then they come over and they'll marry American women. Because when you marry an American woman, she becomes your property. And then you outpopulate the native population. So Kamal, for instance, is one of 14 children. And he has 144 first cousins.
Mm.
So now you take the American population, it's 2.1 kids, right? Well, the average Muslim family has 8 children. And see, once you're born into Islam, you can't leave. If you leave, the penalty is death. So when Zach had left, and now Zach was a stone-cold killer. I mean, this guy killed over 200 people. It's crazy, over killing 200 people. When he became a Christian, they attempted to kill him 19 times.
Wow.
And when he died, they found him dead in his car at the airport. And I don't know if it was natural causes because he had a liver transplant or if they got to him because his luggage made it to Egypt, but he didn't.
Yeah. Wow. Incredible. Hey, Michael, hang on. We want to continue this. We got to take a quick break and then we're going to come back with more, okay?
Okay.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Michael Velarde, again, his book is, and it's been revised, of course, if you go to hunt for it, it's The Time of His Coming, the final chapter. And Michael, we've been talking about, obviously, a lot of things. We've dovetailed now into what happened to 9/11, your incredible conversation that you had with Kamal Saleem and what you learned from that, and the fact that you ran for office. And this book, the book that you've written, you go pretty deep into why you think, you know, this is it. This is the time of his coming. Explain what led you to writing the book.
Well, when I was on the drug task force back in 2002, I got a promotion and to get my GS-13, and they put me on the El Dorado drug task force, where I was going after the Colombians. And I had to move into my cousin's basement apartment because it was a 2.5-hour commute going in and a 3.5-hour commute going home, and it was too much because we'd spend late nights doing surveillance, and sometimes I'd work till 8, 9 o'clock at night. So while I was there, other than going to the gym, I had some time, so I decided to write a book that would clearly explain Bible prophecy, because it's an area that there's so much controversy about. So I spent a lot of time studying it, and that's when I wrote, you know, the chapter outline and began writing the book. And the 4 years that I was in the city, I got the book done, and in 2006, I published it. And it was all based on what the Bible said. You know, here's what the Bible says, here's the order and sequence of events, and it was all... And I found that that book was a little bit tough for people who were not Christians to read. They got real bored just reading Bible scriptures. Yeah. So I revised it, and that's why I have this new book, The Time It Was Coming, the final chapter, which takes biblical events but creates characters. And my character is a Secret Service agent that meets the Antichrist, and he goes through the tribulation period. We actually go through the biblical events so people could better understand it. And it's a great book for anybody that wants to know God's plan for man. And I explain the importance of salvation, the earliest time for his return, the latest possible date for his return, the reason for the rapture, which is God's test for the saints, the purposes and events of the tribulation period, the transition from the tribulation period to Daniel's 70th week. I talk about who the false prophet is, who the Antichrist is, talk about the tribulation saints, the two witnesses, the second coming of Christ, the kingdom of God, and the new heaven and new earth. So it's something that I found wasn't out there, where you have somebody lay out the order and sequence of events, explain why, where it is in the Bible, what the scriptures are, and then relate it to modern day events as we see today.
Yeah, and I think the relating it to modern day events especially is important because, as you said, then people understand more, okay, why this, why did this happen, etc. When you decided to undertake this, I mean, that's a pretty big undertaking. So what was it like for you to write this and put this together?
Well, I got to tell you, it's a funny story. At the time, I was going to a small church out on Long Island back in the 1990s. And the pastor needed additional income. And I said, you know what, why don't you write a book? I mean, you know how to, like, pray and how to get in close to the Holy Ghost. Why don't you write a book on? So I went and I got all the information for him to write the book. But he never did it. So I said, you know what, I have all this information. Now I know who the publishers are. Now I have to get, know how to get it published and how to do all this stuff. So you know what, I'm going to do it. And then when I sat down, the hardest part was writing the chapter outline. And once I had the chapters, then it was easy. Then you could take it piece by piece and get it done because it becomes a much smaller project when all you have to do is write one chapter. So I did it. And then when I did it, I was fortunate enough to somebody that was on TV, had a TV show, a Christian television show. I went on that show for an hour. His name was Rick Jordan. And Rick was also a producer of TV shows. And 3 months after we did the show, he called me up and says, would you like your own show? I can get you on Cablevision. And we worked out the details, and I said yes. And then I was on TV total of about 10 years. And that's when, of course, after I was done with my show on the book, I went to a talk show format, and that's when I had people like Kamal and Zach and all these other interesting people that I had the opportunity to interview on TV, and it really worked out well for me.
The book, The Time of His Coming, the final chapter, what do you want people to take away from reading the book?
Well, I want them to understand the heart of God and God's plan. That's what I want them to understand. Now, God loves people. He wants you saved. He wants, he has a kingdom, right? When Jesus prayed, he said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Right? There's a kingdom. People don't know anything about the kingdom.
Yeah.
They don't know God's plan. They don't know that he's merciful. He loves people. He'd rather see them repent and believe than go to hell. But the media, of course, I mean, you see a division like never before in this country. And that's why we know we're close to the time, because we've never seen anything like this. I mean, the way they're coming against the president, look what they're trying to do to this woman because she's pro-life, who's running for the Supreme Court, Amy Barrett. Right? There's a hatred. When I was campaigning, I'd go to events like barbecues and events. You know, they'd have these different fairs and festivals. And I'd go up to people and say, I'm Mike Pelosi, I'm running for Congress. And I had people ask, well, you're a Democrat or Republican? I said, I'm running as a Republican. And I had these women go, oh, my God, you're a Republican? I could never vote for a Republican. I said, but, ma'am, you don't know me. You don't even know my issues. I said, can you do me a favor? I'm going to just tell you a couple of my issues. You tell me which ones you disagree with. And I'd hit on tax-free Social Security. Well, they couldn't disagree with that, right? I hit on term limits. You really want Mitch McConnell there until he's 150 years old? No, I hate Mitch McConnell. Well, don't you mean term limits? Yeah, well, I guess I agree with you there. And how about the unemployed with, you know, being tax-exempt from them? And how about, and I had this health care plan, which was based on giving wealthy people tax credits instead of taxing everybody and creating scholarships. And then from the scholarships, people would work for the state, and you get rid of the two largest costs in health care. You know, you get rid of the medical biller, and you get rid of the tremendous cost for medical malpractice insurance. So I had an affordable plan, $79 a month with a copay, and everybody pays, but it's affordable for everybody. So all my issues, they couldn't agree with. But then they'd say to me, well, if you were a Democrat, I'd vote for you.
Yeah, so it's about the party, and it's about the division, and it's about partisan politics,
yeah.
Not about the issues that truly affect people.
And that's what's so shocking is that side of the aisle is so entrenched with a hatred that I haven't seen before. And I was able to turn, you know, a lot of them around because they sit there and they say, well, I can't disagree with this guy on anything.
Right. So you saw. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, if you're in politics, as soon as you disagree with somebody, they're going to shut you out. You're not getting their vote. It's over. When you get somebody to agree with you all the time, now you have a shot of turning them.
Right, and you found that out when you were out there wearing the shoe leather.
Yeah, exactly. And I came up with a great way to win a Democratic district, okay? And I'll tell you what it is. Using the tax-free Social Security. I said, so you, our current representative, Lois Frankel, she's taxing the elderly. Do you think that's fair? But you paid into the system, and then when you go to receive it, they're going to tax your benefit up to 85% and take money from elderly people. Do you think that's fair? And, of course, with Democrats, it's all about fairness, right?
Yeah.
They have to say no. I said, let me tell you the story about Jenny and Al. I said, Al was a cop. Jenny was his wife. She was a school teacher. When Al died, she got half his pension. And he was getting $2,000 a month in Social Security. She comes back from the wake, and there's a letter saying that $2,000 a month was no longer going to be there because she was now dead. And now there is Jenny, poor and destitute. She can't pay all her bills. Now, I'm going to provide a survivor benefit. Because your benefit is based on what you paid in. And don't you think it would be nice if Jenny can get a survivor benefit for 12 months to 24 months so she can get on her feet? Don't you think that's fair?
Yeah.
And they'd say yes. I said, well, was Frank was letting Jenny eat cat food in a wheelchair. And Mike Filardi will never do that to your daughter, your granddaughter, your grandmother, or your aunt. Who are you going to vote for?
Exactly. I think you need to run again. That's what I think. Oh, man.
If I had the funding, and the person that unfortunately won the primary was the least qualified, I mean, she's going to get slaughtered in the general, least qualified, has done absolutely nothing but was internet famous and was able to raise money.
Yeah.
Not that she could do anything. She had no experience, no nothing. But and that's the sad part of politics.
Yeah, it
so
is.
Everybody that I met, Democrat or Republican, I was able to win over. Because Democrats, what you find out, is they're more emotional than Republicans. For the most part, just in general, you know.
Right.
So, okay. So when you start talking to them about fairness.
Right. That changes the game. That changes the game. All right. We could talk all day. Mike Filardi is so interesting. The time of his coming, the final chapter, pick it up. Good stuff. Mike, thanks so much.
Yes, you can get it at MikeVilardiBooks.com.
And it's on Amazon, too. I checked
Amazon. On Amazon, too. That's right.
Yep.
It's on Amazon also.
Thanks, Michael.
All right. Thank you, Kate. Appreciate it.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.